90.9 WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. I am here with a lot of special guests, actually. If you want to say hi, please do. You have microphones right in front of you.
Hello.
This is Ryan Smith. Hi.
Hey.
Hello. I'm here with Ben Davis Spotlight, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. A lovely bunch of people. I got four people in here. Actually, I got more than four, because including me, Jess, and then I don't know this person's name, but they're a photographer. Addison?
Honesty.
Wait, that's very cool. I can't hear, so I'm terrible with names. Yeah, alrighty. So, are you guys doing an interview here, or are we interviewing you? Is that the question? We have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. No, Mr. Hayes just told us to come.
Come in here?
Yes.
All right.
We were told we were being interviewed.
You're being interviewed. We didn't get anything. That's the big secret. Yeah. We were just like, all right, go in, get ready.
No,
well, then,
we
listen. Yeah, well, here's the thing. Is I'm a very diegetic person. I like to talk like a normal conversation. I don't want to be anything professional. I like to make it comfortable for people. And I'll turn up your mics a little bit so you're not, you don't feel too quiet. So, what is Spotlight? Because I go to Avon, and so I'm completely lost. I'm in the dark right now. Just give a rundown.
Okay, so basically, Speedy Spotlight is our newspaper, and yeah.
Good
that's
answer.
Our newspaper. Right,
so
newspaper.
We also have like online content that we put out. Like, we have a website, like just news and different stories. And we also take pictures and stuff for the yearbook. But Keyhole is a yearbook, so it's like split in half.
Oh.
So Spotlight is mostly like newspaper and like website. So
that's interesting. We do have a newspaper at Avon. I already forgot its name. It is. I'm kind of against it. I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen Ben Davis's one. But ours is very tacky, so hopefully, you know, get you some Ben Davis love from an Avonian, an Oriole. But yeah, let's get a rundown of our names again. Let's just go down the line if you want to say
yeah,
it.
I'm Zoe.
You got Zoe.
Raylan.
I'm Nadia.
Nadia.
And I'm Nelly.
Nelly, who I refer to as, what did I say, Haley?
Yeah, you
when,
said
when you came
Haley.
In? Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're
you
good.
Got a Haley face. Ah, you got a Haley face.
Haley face.
Yeah. And then also, of course, we're joined by Jess, and was it Honesty?
Hello.
Hello, there's
Hello.
Jess. Hi. All right. I'm terrified right now, if I'm being honest, because I got no idea how long this interview is going to last. I got no idea what's going on. Easter's like, Ryan, you do the interview? I was like, okay.
Yeah, we were just told we were going to be here for like 15 minutes.
This is very
just,
professional, I
yes,
feel like. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Keep an eye on the count.
Today.
You have a test?
No, sorry. Oh.
This is a test today. That's good. This is good. This is guerrilla journalism right now. You guys are newspaper. This is good. So are you guys want to be journalists?
Yeah,
you guys,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%?
We got the best of all the worlds here.
Oh, best of all the worlds, yeah.
Me and Nelly are actually going to the Ball State journalism camp this summer. It's like a five-day camp where we'll stay on campus and do everything journalism.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same thing, but at IU.
IU, yeah.
I gotta adjust mics as much. Do you guys actually want to, like, I'm sorry, because this is the annoying part of radio. Our mics are kind of weird.
Oh.
Yeah, so you might want to set that in between you two. They're directional mics. Ooh, that was a lovely noise, wasn't it? Here, 1 second. This is the fun part. All right. Your way. There you go. Hi. On air. We're very professional here. I hope you should know that. All right. Hopefully that helps a little bit for talking. These are kind of like, you talk directly into them, but there's four people sharing two mics. Now, that's a rough one. So everyone at home, just know we're more professional than this, I promise. or are we? Yeah, so with you guys all seniors, juniors, or is it mixed?
We're all juniors.
Yes,
we're all going right. to be editors next year. We all have like a different managing role. So Raylan's our main editor. Nadia is our
graphics. And photo editor.
And then Zoe.
I'm going to be managing editor of online content.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and then I'm the managing editor of the newspaper.
Yeah. Making me feel tiny. I press buttons, and we're going to play a song called The Monkees later, so I don't know. You know, I don't... not exactly used to that. I actually wanted to do newspaper for a while, and I never got to it. Our teacher just said no to me. So, yeah. So I understand why. So I moved to radio. No, that's not true. But I've always wanted to do radio. But I don't know. I think newspaper is definitely an interesting medium. I think it kind of is similar to...
It gives us, like, a way to do everything because we also, like, design the pages and do layouts, so we learn InDesign and stuff, so we can do different things.
I think it's similar to radio in some aspect. Like, it's kind of like news is to the newspaper as radio is to television, where it's kind of old school, but it has this quality to it where you don't get anything else from, and I think that's a really interesting place to work from. I think it's cool to have that at school.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I was going to say, a lot of people, when they think of journalism, they think of, like, the news anchors and, like, the weatherman and stuff like that. And, like, when I think of journalism, I think of, like, I don't know, I think of it a little differently, like, going out there and kind of, like, questioning things, you know? But definitely, I think the whole point of, like, the common interest between, like, what do you call this? Like, radio and, like, journalism is, like, putting out news, putting out things for the world, so that's pretty cool.
I kind of like the old school aspect to it, too, because people these days are just used to watching TV, which is kind of easy. You just talk in front of a camera, but with journalism, you have to, or with the newspaper, you have to write, you have to interview people, you have to design the page and stuff, so we get a little more aspect to it.
Yeah, and I would also say, like, with the experiences as well, like, sitting down to read a newspaper is a little bit more, as well as, like, listening to the radio, you're following something, but when it comes to just, like, scrolling on Twitter for your news, it's just, like, instant, so...
Yeah, I think that it's actually, you can actually see the work that they put into it. Mm-hmm. When you see, like, when you open the page and the layout and you look into the text and the ink and the images that people put in there, I feel like you could really tell how hard they worked on it to design the page, you know, and to interview these people. I think it's really amazing that what people can create with that.
Yeah, and I think it's, like, what really sucks is that a lot of people, like, I don't think you guys probably opened an actual newspaper in a minute. So I, like, want to kind of bring that back, too, because everyone, like, most of the news you see is on your phone. And I think, like, just bringing back, like, the old-fashioned of just, like, opening the newspaper, feeling, you know, reading what's going on instead of just, like, hopping on Twitter and then you see what's going on immediately, you know, it's the fact that people put in the work, too, in the interviewing and all that, so, yeah.
A lot of stuff on Twitter is, like, biased, too. Like, we have to keep, like, a professional manner and not be biased. We have to be in the middle, so it's, like, true, like, raw information.
Yeah. You guys clearly have a very big passion. I turned into interviewer mode. I don't know what happened. I do entertainment here, so I'm not used to being in, like, interviewer mode. But you guys have a very clear passion for journalism. It's incredible just to hear this. Because looking at my own personal experience with it, I just wanted to write, like, my favorite writers. And do you guys have a specific author or journalist you guys look up to in any way?
Not currently?
I have a lot of authors. When I go to college, I don't want to do more. I'm really passionate about journalism, but I'm more passionate about English and literature and stuff. So I can name, like, a million authors.
Yeah. Fireball's one of them. Just list off, like, three. How about that?
Jane Austen's
great.
The Bronte sisters. And I'm a sucker for Twilight. So nice. Stephanie Meyer.
Nice. Yeah. I'm a sucker for Twilight, too. Yeah, no. That's good. That's great. I think... having an influence of like English literature into your journalism, I think makes it have more character, and I think that's a big part, because you guys radiate character just from the short interview I'm at right now. You guys just seem to be going off. You guys aren't stiff and awkward. I was expecting, like, no offense, just like when people walk in, I'm like, oh god. And so you guys were great. I want to say that we're running up on time. It's 9 o'clock. So any final words you want to say about Spotlight or yourselves?
Please read Spotlight. Pick up Spotlight when you see it. Please support us.
Join Spotlight.
We're always looking out for new people.
Yeah, I was going to say, main thing, too, if you ever want to voice your opinion on anything, that's the whole point. And if you want to, like, give a word out, just join Spotlight. That's
Keep
the whole point.
Alive, please.
Yes, we're pushing 100%. Print.
All right. That was incredible. Thank you guys so much.